There's a lot of things that we're into, and we like to share them with you. By the way, we'll put an Instagram swipe up link on, well, our story, at Joe and Alex Show. If you aren't already following, go there, give it a follow. You can also follow all of us individually, too. That's at Joe and Alex Show. What we're into this week, I'll kick it off. Thank God for Post Malone, because I used to call it LaCroix, but I guess it's LaCroix. It's yes. LaCroix, the flavored water. And I'll tell you what, it's a new flavor I've had, and I am in love with it now. It's their passion fruit flavor. I would argue it is the absolute best. If you have a recommendation for any LaCroix water that's different than that, because I hate changing things up if I don't like it,
right?
Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show, or just hit me up, Joe Pesh Radio, for all that social media goodness. I like that. And also, I was flipping it around, and I don't know if I love it, but when I'm into a couple episodes at least, that I think I'm going to give it a shot. I love Gabriel Iglesias. He's a hilarious comedian.
Yeah, he's super funny.
All right, well, there's a show on Netflix, and it's called Mr. Iglesias, and the whole premise is that he plays a teacher that tries to help underperforming students in, kind of improve so they can stay in school, because the school's like, wants to get rid of kids that aren't doing well. They're like, oh, we only want the best so they can be an exemplary or whatever school. Well, here's a little trailer for that. So I think it's kind of funny.
No one teaches history like I do.
That's why I let you slide with the dress code.
You can't hide these calves from the rest of the world. Can't get my leg off. Some of these letters, you're being expelled. So many people have turned their backs on these kids, and I don't want to be one of those people.
We're not turning our backs on them. It's turning our faces to the good students.
I am a mess inside. Do you have any idea how much pressure there is on a young black man to act like he knows how to handle the ladies? Michael B. Jordan has ruined it for the rest of us.
Mario Lopez did that for my people.
So I think it's kind of funny. If you don't like laugh tracks, you probably won't like it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be a good show, and I'm just a big fan of pretty much everything Gabriel Iglesias does, so I look forward to checking out more episodes. I'm only two in so far, but I started watching that. It's 30 minutes, so it's not too long.
Oh, I love shows like that. They're just so easy to get through. Like, they're not long at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good stuff. I liked it. What are you into this week, Liv?
Okay, so I'm into these blankets called Secure Blankets. Do you know what a weighted blanket is, Joe?
I've heard of a weighted blanket. Isn't it supposed to make you feel comfortable?
Yeah, so weighted blankets, they were like first made for people who suffer with anxiety.
Okay.
Like, if you get anxious, they're perfect for you, because there's something like psychologically, like in your mind, like when you feel pressure or like weight on you, it brings down your blood pressure.
I feel like that would scare me. They're like, get off of me.
No, but it's not like super heavy, or it's not like claustrophobic, but like there is a science behind like the weight of the blanket lowering your blood pressure and like lowering your breathing to help like you through like an anxiety attack or some sort of anxiety. And so I absolutely love them. And the problem with weighted blankets is like when you're going to try to find one, they're all super like kid friendly, because they help a lot with kids who suffer from anxiety. But like, I don't want cartoons on a blanket that I'm going to be having in my living room. And so Secure actually has like chic, cute colors that you can have like out in your living room that don't look goofy or silly, and also they're just so comfortable.
So you actually can be adulting for once.
Exactly.
You can have a
real thing. You can be adulting with your anxiety, because hella amount of adults have anxiety, so it's literally perfect. And then I'm also into the song Nightmare by Halsey.
Oh, yes.
We play it all the time on this station, and I am so obsessed with it. I like jam out to my car. I'm pretty sure I look like a psycho person singing it.
I can see that.
I keep a record of the wreckage in my life.
Sorry. I mean, how I could just sing that line over and over and over, and I'm not joking. I do like a total headbang.
Now, when you listen to a song, because it's always interesting, I don't know if it's a difference between men and women. Do you listen to the song like this right here? Do you listen for the actual beat that you like? Are you really listening to our lyrics? What do you like more?
I listen more to like the beat. That's how like a song brings me in. Yeah. And then once I listen to it like 8 billion times, then I start like paying attention to the words.
Yeah, I want to play the hook one more time, because I love it when she starts to yell in a second.
Me too! I live for it.
Oh, you a goddamn thing! I keep a record of the wreckage in my life. I've got a record of the wreckage.
I just want to like break stuff with a bat.
Same. I'm like I'm not an angry person, but this song.
Oh yeah, right.
Gets me so fired up.
Oh, your built up frustration taking it out. All right, that's what we're into. We'll put swipe up links so you can check them all out if you go to our Instagram. It's @JoeAndAlexShow.